As Palestinians look to the ICC for support and Israel considers its next move, the U.S. says constructive engagement is the only way to move forward. State Department spokeswoman Jen Psaki.
Hard as it is, all sides need to find a way to work constructively and cooperatively together to lower tensions, reject violence, and find a path forward.
She says Secretary of State John Kerry has been working hard to encourage both sides to move forward. But U.S. diplomatic efforts may have come to a roadblock that will be difficult to move, says Middle East analyst Aaron David Miller.
This is so hard, and the breakthroughs have been so infrequent. And you're talking now about the crown jewels of the Israeli-Palestinian conflict, Jerusalem, refugees, in a very small, confined space.
He says the leadership on all sides is part of the problem.
Neither this Israeli prime minister, nor this Palestinian president, nor this American president has the will, the skill, or the capacity, or at least they have not demonstrated it yet, to do what is required and to make the decisions necessary.
Other challenges in the region, such as the rise of the Islamic State and the nuclear negotiations with Iran, may be preoccupying the Obama administration, according to Miller. But the United States does not need to rethink its overall strategy for dealing with Israel and the Palestinians, says analyst Michael Rubin.
What the United States needs to do is dig in its heels and insist that the agreements to which both parties have already agreed are going to be fulfilled.
He says a U.S.-led effort to cut international funding could force both sides to return to the bargaining table.
If money is endless, if there's never an impediment to providing aid to reconstruct after a decision has been made to go to war, then it's all the easier to make a decision to go to war.
State Department officials say Israel and the Palestinians need to make choices about what steps they're going to take. But the U.S. continues to believe that dialogue is the only way to address problems in the long term. Pam Dawkins, VOA News, the State Department.